Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan. I think I just fell in love with
a porn star. None of us want to start the show because we just want to listen to this.
Yeah, I know, I feel high because I'm laying back in my seat just bobbing my head.
Oh my god, he said the N-word.
Well, it is Kanye.
Okay, what's up everybody? Welcome to Life.
Bonus
show. I yelled bonus because it makes it worth the
money. Booyah, I'm bonus.
Yes, anyway.
I got nothing.
It is September 2nd.
No. Yep. Yes.
And we are here to bring you some fancy content straight from the shores of Westminster Abbey, which has shores now.
Apparently.
It's next to the ocean.
I did not know that. I actually don't even know where Westminster Abbey is.
I don't either. It's in England. I know that much. So yay me.
Lots of oceans.
That's
can you even hear her? Can you even hear her talk?
Something's about oceans.
Can you lots talk of. Into your microphone?
There are lots of oceans around England.
Thank you.
You might have to turn your mic up. She might actually have to.
I can't turn her mic up any more than it's up.
Ooh.
It's just she talks out here.
I didn't that time.
That's right, because now you're doing it right.
But then Katrina said I still needed to talk. Like, it needs to be turned up.
I can't turn you up anymore.
But I'm just saying, I'm holding my mic like super close.
Yes, and now it sounds fine.
But I was the same time when Katrina said that.
Whatever.
Do you even know what she's arguing
no,
about
I
anymore?
Don't.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the bonus show. Tonight we're going to talk about who Katrina had sex with over last weekend.
Woo! Because I'm a whore.
And that's it. I'm living vicariously through her.
Yeah, considering your tweet. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight because Katrina blew me off.
I was bored.
Stuff and boo.
It turns out that I just got drunk and wrote web code, which is like what I do every time I'm alone.
Yeah, I noticed when we did our show on Monday. I was like, oh, look, you know, Southern Comfort, a big bottle of whiskey. Oh, hey, I don't know what you did this weekend.
Yes. Got drunk and wrote web code.
And passed out at your computer.
I did not pass out. I was very functional when Chris got back. Actually, I ordered like $40.
Aw, she left at like 8.
I ordered like $40 worth of photos on accident.
Oh no.
Yeah. I didn't
this
even know I did it.
When I leave him alone.
I didn't even know I did it until like I got an invoice in the mail that basically said your pictures are being shipped. Like,
what pictures
thanks?
Did you order?
Like all the prints from what I took in Chicago. So I mean, they're nice to have.
But
I just didn't know I bought
wanted.
Them.
Not what you wanted.
So sense. Yay me.
Yay you for
yes.
pictures you didn't need. To
I
do
know.
That. Woo-hoo.
And I have nowhere to put them, so they'll just sit in the closet.
On your wall, in your mural, like we talked about on Monday.
No, we're not allowed to have a mural, remember? Because Chris is party
pooper.
We can
make it a photo collage.
I will allow a photo collage.
Oh, so we're going to have a Colby drugged in photo collage in our house, but not an awesome mural.
Yeah. We can frame the photos and make them look nice.
You can't have a collage that's framed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the opposite of a collage.
I was thinking taping them in a sweet pattern like
you
those.
Can get like the photo frames that are like a bunch of different ones all in like a different pattern. They exist.
That's still not a collage. Did you just burp or were you growling? I couldn't tell the difference.
It was a growl.
Okay.
Why were you growling?
I wonder if that sounds better on my throat. I actually can't tell the difference.
It still sounds very cool, though.
I hope people just poop when they hear that.
The bloop.
God damn it, quit mentioning the bloop.
I'm going to have nightmares.
That's
Katrina.
Exactly what I want. I want to come back someday and be like, Katrina, I had a nightmare that night.
I had a dream last night that I can't even remember.
I had a dream several
he
nights
He mumbles
ago
when he
remember.
Dreams. It's quite amusing.
Well, when you wake up with the male urge, you know, that you had a dream about something, but I can't remember it, so.
Isn't that the pits? You wake up happy, but you don't know why you're happy?
Yeah. Well, and then you would just want to bat it away because you got to go to work. Like, calm down. Get out of here.
Down, boy, down.
Yes. It's not good for early mornings. This will be
maybe,
the one episode that my friends buy.
Maybe if you actually, you know, allowed yourself to wake up, you didn't just roll out of bed and go to work.
I took a shower this morning.
A cold
Yay.
One?
Maybe. According to Chris, it was cold because every
she
shower I
you.
Take is cold.
Yeah, he takes freezing showers.
I take normal people showers. Chris has lava coming out of the shower head.
It's true. I like the lava.
Like I come
I bet
out
you
all
wouldn't
like
her
red.
Lava. She comes out red.
Okay, like, I don't like red.
Burned skin red.
It's not burned.
And then she complains for 30 minutes after the shower that it's too hot inside because the steam from the shower has literally raised the temperature in the house 20 degrees. And she complains about it like it's my fault
it
that
is.
She takes a shower in lava.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
It's your fault.
No.
It's your fault.
How's that high? I can drink.
My contact's really dried out, and I'm scratching it, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to fall out. Screw you.
You can't just close your eyes and talk. You don't need to actually look at me.
But it like, you...
You can feel that it's dry.
I
can't feel it.
Yeah, we know you have special glasses.
Yeah, they're not special. They're actually everyday glasses that just hang on your ear and on your nose, and you see through them.
Yeah.
And they don't affect your vision. Like,
yeah,
they don't hurt your eye.
Yeah, they do.
Don't hurt your eyes at all.
They hurt my ears.
They hurt my nose.
Well, you got big ears, you got big nose.
Well, that's true.
Chris actually has small ears in proportion to her head.
It
now
is
that I'm
true.
Actually looking at her head.
You have small eyes in proportion to your head.
And one time
I have small everything in proportion to my head, if you know what I mean.
I don't think I do.
I meant my penis is huge.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what
I
meant.
Did not know that.
Yes. A liter bottle of Aquafina looks like a half liter bottle of Aquafina. That was
a horrible
metaphor.
Gross. That was lame.
It was gross and lame.
It was.
Lame and gross. So, Katrina, what'd you do this weekend?
I partied like a rock star this
weekend.
Did
you?
I did.
Partied like a rock. Partied like a rock star.
And I went to the same house party both nights, and it was pretty legit because...
Did it last 48 hours, or did it just end and then start again?
Well... No, it ended and then started again. People passed out and came back the next day.
Oh, gotcha.
But the second night, there was fights.
Ooh. Were you involved in them? Please
yes.
Say yes.
Yes. Of course. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So let's see. The first night wasn't a big deal. It was kind of a small, happy, let's party kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went... down a couple houses to a rager, as I'm going to put it, because the house was packed. It was too hot to even be in the house.
What
it's like, this
is
sucks.
A rager?
I just chose that word. I don't know. It was a house party.
You just made up that word.
No, it's a real word. It's just the fact that I don't normally use it, so I can't explain it.
Gotcha.
It was a kegger, so that's to put it in more people terms.
People.
Layman's terms.
Yeah, what people would understand. But anyway, and that was too many. Shut up. too many people were in there to enjoy it, so we left and went back to Tyler's.
So there's this website basically, it's on the internet where websites live. And basically, like, internet. College kids get together at these house parties and then randomly orgies break out. Did that happen at your party?
No.
Can you promise me right now that if it ever happens, no matter how late it is, you will keep calling me until I answer
I
and
will.
Tell me that there's an orgy happening?
I'm determined to find this orgy now.
I want to be at one of those orgies.
I want to be at this orgy as well, but not with you.
Well, like,
hopefully we find two. Like, hey, I found one.
You could be on one end of the pile and I'll be on the other.
Okay, I guess that'll work.
As long as we don't, like, shuffle down.
Touch your seat.
We're just going to be like, it's going to be like, all right. And we're like, what the fuck? It's going to end the orgy.
Oh, party over.
Yeah. Don't make doing this show very awkward. Hey, remember that time that we got in that orgy and accidentally banged?
Remember that time our naked bodies bumped up against each other?
Remember that time that my butt touched you? That was weird, right?
I was thinking something very similar, very different.
The next thing I was going to say was too disturbing to actually say. So
mine too.
It involved hair.
Okay, mine did not.
Mine didn't.
Oh, let's see. The second night was a bigger party, and it took me a little while to get used to it and, like, to know people, to be drunk enough to actually socialize and be like, oh, okay, party! Anyway. But that one got hardcore. Everyone got, like, slizzard, i.e. plastered, i.e. drunk as hell.
Yes, we got it from Slizzard. Thank you.
Well, I'm just making sure because you laughed at it. So I was like, okay.
Well, it's only funny because you've used that like twice now in actual real life conversations.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, you said Slizzard Sundays for one of the drinking nights one time.
I forgot about that. I totally just BS'd that one. But anyway, So everyone was drunk, and then they had to mess with one kid there, like, that had to leave. They tried to make him leave, and he wouldn't leave. And then several hours later, two girls got in a fight, and then right after that, a guy got in a fight. Two guys got in a fight. I don't really know. Either way, all I know is they drug him up the stairs, and he was bleeding hardcore, and there's blood all over his steps and in his kitchen, and it was bad. And then the next day, Tyler texted me, and he was like, yeah. Some bottles in the ice. Thank you.
That's the only time of the time I've heard that word.
Kesha has it in one of her other songs.
Okay, I don't know what song that is.
But it's okay.
Otherwise, I'd play it.
It's probably in a few of them, but anyway.
I'm trying to really find this one thing. Here it is. Okay, I found it. Good. Let's just rewind the show like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
And pretend Chris wasn't talking so I can play this clip of Colton yelling.
Talk in your damn mic!
There.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, back to where we were. Fast forward back to real time.
My party stories are lame because I'm too tired to really be like, I partied this weekend, woohoo! That's just kind of like, yeah.
Did you have any
skiing incidents?
No.
That was not a determined no.
I did not have any skiing incidents, but I did have a little fun.
Oh, shit. It was well planned, but also I just said shit, and I forgot I was on a bonus show, which means if we were doing a real show, I just would have shed shit on the actual show.
Shed shit?
I should have shed more that change in the intro. Shucking shit.
Thank you, Pookie the Pig.
You're welcome.
Baby crying. I'm gonna quit.
I love little children. Running.
Okay. Now the show can start.
Okay.
We're all not like out of order today.
We always end up forgetting Colby's little like.
We did it last week for the regular show. I guess it wasn't last week.
Both shows last week we forgot it.
There was a horse.
Thank you for the horse.
Okay, so describe your fun with great juicy detail.
Great juicy details.
Emphasis on the juicy.
The first night we went to my friend's boyfriend's apartment, who had a bunch of his frat brothers visiting.
Okay, so you went to the house of your friend's boyfriend with friends of your boyfriend's friend. His friend.
There. No.
Because that's just like friends exponentially.
No. Okay, so.
Too many friends.
Okay, we'll put it in layman's terms. I went to my friend's house, who had a bunch of his frat brothers over.
Okay.
For the weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Were they all drinking at this point in the night?
Well, originally they weren't even there. They were still at the bars and out in a boot.
So they were drinking and they just had not arrived at the homestead yet.
Exactly, because they're all over 21.
And this is about what time?
2.
Okay. A.M.?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, P.M. would have been like crazy.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
So what were you doing before 2 a.m.?
I was over at Tyler's in the kegger.
And is that where Chris was?
No, that was after we dropped her off because we went to
So you had gone to three places before going to this homestead. K-State Union, wherever you took Chris, then Tyler's, then this homestead.
Technically my house, then back to Tyler's, then to this homestead.
I thought you went to a kegger in between Tyler's.
We walked.
Okay.
The other places I drove.
So how many places in total did you go to before?
Okay, so I went from my house.
Yes.
I picked up Chris.
Okay.
I picked up Lee.
Okay.
I went to the, oh, and Malia.
No, Malia. Okay. We went to the Union before we
got. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we went to the Union, and then, okay, so hold on. I have to start over. We went to Chris.
Got me.
I'm playing two songs right now on accident.
Okay, so we went to Chris. We went to Lee. We went to the Union. The Union was a bust.
Okay.
We went to Malia's. Hung out there. Picked Malia up in a sense. Dropped Chris off. Went to Tyler's.
Okay.
Went to Tyler's. Hung out there. Then
walked to Kegger.
Yes, thank you. Walked to the Kegger. Walked back to Tyler's.
Okay.
Took Malia home. Took myself home. Oh my God. Forgot my phone. Went back to Tyler's. Picked up Andrew. Went to Andrew's house. Crashed.
So did you do any partying at all in between this, or did you just chauffeur people?
I partied a little bit, but not as much as I could have because I was driving. I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that whole pesky drunk driving thing.
But
yeah.
At Andrew's, I drank. But I didn't really get drunk. I just drank. I mean,
of course, because drinking and driving is wrong, children.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I never
and
do
I try
that.
Not to do that.
I never get in my car and go to Burger King after a bottle
Bullshit.
Of vodka.
Bullshit.
I never do that.
Bullshit, because you got me here. You got me burgers.
But I don't know what you're, talking about. We also did not go to Dylan's at 4 in the morning one time.
For toilet paper.
For toilet paper.
I almost forgot about that night. That was for Carmen.
Yes. Because Carmen just wads it up in a giant arm roll and just scoops
it up. Just take the whole roll. Just take the whole roll.
I cannot wait for her to come back up here. Where's she at? Text her.
Bring
her. She's in Wichita.
Text her and say, when are you coming up?
And tell her to bring a 24-pack.
Say, Seth wants to know when you're going to come up.
A 24-pack of TP.
Because when she shows up, we're totally going to have
a peeing contest.
Yes, we're having a peeing contest.
Okay, sorry.
How would a peeing contest work exactly in your mind? I can't think of any scenario in which I wouldn't win, so I'm just curious as to how it's actually going to work. Distance, power.
How much you pee?
Look
how
at me. I have a bladder like this size. If we have often, if it's most often, Chris will win.
That is true.
She pees three times during the show. That's why we take three commercial breaks.
Forgot about that fact.
Yes. Longest it could be me, because sometimes I go all day without peeing.
I do too.
One time I wake up in the morning and go to the bathroom, and then I didn't go to the bathroom till the next day. Isn't that insane?
No, that's actually really, really bad.
My pee was really stinky the next day. Just so you know.
That and you probably don't have enough water to actually...
No, because it's why I worked that whole day. And so I would just sat and worked the whole day and then went to bed. So, like, I didn't do anything. Like, I'm sure I ate Cheez-Its or something, but I didn't drink anything but pop.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Did you text her?
Yes.
Okay, we respect a response by the end of this episode.
Can I finish my stories?
I don't care. What?
You want all my juicy details, but then I never get to them.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to... We got an hour to fill. An hour.
Okay.
We're 15 minutes in. I'm sorry that I wanted more detail on your driving, because, number one, we just realized that you drive way too much.
Yeah.
And
that's because I didn't drive the past 2 years.
You spent as much driving back and forth as the people that threw the parties did on... as the people throwing their parties did on their liquor.
Yeah. No, that's not true, because I still have a full tank of gas.
That's not possible, Katrina.
Yeah, it is.
How close were the places? Pretty close?
Well
I guess the kegger was close enough that you could walk.
Yeah.
So really the distance was your house and dropping people off.
Okay, but the distance is...
Yes.
Okay, let's go through this again. Okay. Two miles to Chris's.
Okay.
There's I'm
two.
Going to assume 4 to 6.
I'm going to add on a calculator
how many miles
you went. Thank you, Chris, for being a chorus.
Okay.
I'm going to be
2 miles.
2 miles. And I'm going to assume 6. I have no idea.
Okay, 6.
To K-State?
To Glee's.
Where's he live?
By K-State?
He lives on Bertrand. He lives on 9th and Bertrand, I'm pretty sure.
I would
sure.
say 4 at the most.
Okay, so 4. Then to K-State, so they'll just add another mile.
1 mile.
Then to Malia's, so add another mile.
Mile.
Then to Chris's, so add 3 miles.
3 miles.
Then to Tyler's, so add 4 miles.
4 miles. Then you walked.
Walked.
Yeah, then we walked. And then...
Then you drove someone home.
Then back to my place. No, then back to Malia's, so that's like 3 miles.
3 miles.
Then my place, so like a mile.
A mile.
Then back to Tyler's, so there's 4.
Okay, 4 miles.
And then to Andrew's, which was not even, it was like 3 blocks.
Okay, so Andrew doesn't count. And then back to your house again.
That next morning, yes.
Which was probably 2-3 miles again? 2 miles probably, huh?
Yeah, do 2.5 though.
Just okay, so do 3.
Okay.
And how many miles to the gallon does your car get?
Depends.
Just give me a number.
I think right now it says 22 something, but I know I get better than that.
Okay, so you went 26 miles. So you did an entire gallon of gas that night.
Woot, woot.
Well, you probably didn't get us that much. You probably just did 2 gallons because stopping and going and starting your car uses up the most gas.
Yeah.
And you did it like 20 times.
That's true.
So you probably spent $7 just driving to the party.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay.
It is okay.
No, it's not okay. You know why it's not okay?
Why?
Because the other night I wanted you to come home and bring money so we could drink. You said you had no money.
I have no cash.
You know what you had? You had $7 is what you had.
I did not.
I'm going to take all the money that you
owed. I did
owed.
Not because I'm going home to steal my parents' gas. So guess what? There's free $50 to me.
Okay. Well.
Because I filled my gas tank a week ago before the partying and stuff. And it cost me $50 and I was pissed. I've never had to spend $50 to fill my guest.
It cost me $52 to fill mine. So I feel your pain.
It's very expensive.
I remember back when it was $21. And I, was like,
I do too. I
this
was like,
the best thing ever. Yeah, $21.
And then it was $30, and I was like, okay, this is okay. This is okay. $50, what the fuck?
Yeah, $50 is like, and now I've just spent half $100. I might as well just like quit my job, because every dollar that I like made that day, I spent on gas that day.
Gone.
Retarded. It really is retarded.
I know it is.
So, anyway, so now that you're driving around, which was your favorite place to actually go to? What'd you do at the kegger? Let's just start there.
Kegger was awful. There's too many people. I didn't like it.
So how many kegs did this kegger have?
I don't know. I knew of at least one, because as we're leaving, they're like, hey, you want to do a keg stand?
Oh, God, please do a keg stand.
No, we're leaving.
You have to also tell me if you do a keg stand that someone has to take a picture of it.
Okay.
Okay.
I will never do that, but okay.
Well, wait till you're 21 so we can put up on... I mean, Katrina does not drink ever.
No, I was DD. Remember,
it was. It's all water, wine coolers. I was about to say water coolers, and then lots of water coolers too. They always, these college parties always have a water cooler set up, yep. And she just takes one of those like cone cups and just drinks water.
Those red cups.
While everyone,
I take a red cup.
Okay.
And drink water.
While everyone who's 21 and above is drinking
beer,
drinking light alcoholic beverages, and they play Scrabble.
Of all the games, you choose Scrabble.
That's because one day I want to play strip Scrabble.
He hasn't figured out a way.
One day I'm going to figure out how to play strip Scrabble, and then we're all going to play it.
Scrabble?
Yeah. I don't know why she keeps saying Scrabble.
Because you're saying Strabble.
Am I saying Strabble?
you
I don't feel like I'm saying Strabble.
You're just saying it weird.
Scrabble. Strip Scrabble. I'm not saying it weird. I'm going to play it back, and it's going to sound fine.
You're not saying it weird anymore, but
I wasn't saying it weird to begin with.
Three times you did.
It's like when Chris says penis.
Penis.
It's not how she usually says it. Strip Strabble. So I'm gonna figure out how to play Strip Strabble one day, and then we're gonna play it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
He's never gonna figure it out, so don't worry.
I'm not too worried.
Yes. Okay. So kegger, you left, was lame.
Yeah.
Then the debauchery party.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
That's Tyler's or Andrew's?
The one that was debaucherous. I don't know what
that Which one you had fun at?
Oh, well, Tyler's and Andrew's.
Both
places. You didn't even let it cool down before you warmed it up again.
Oh, no. Okay, no, just Andrew's then.
Okay, so what was fun at Tyler's?
Tyler's was fun just to party, because it was the first time I partied with like friends.
Okay, what
stuff.
Do you do at these parties? I'm old and Jewish.
Okay? I get drunk.
The only thing I do is just drink in excess, and that's a party to me.
That's not
so
a party.
So what do you do that's partying?
I drink.
Teach me your ways.
I drink.
Okay, I've got that down.
I socialize.
I kind of do that.
I have fun.
I do damn well have fun.
I mean, I don't really need much more than that. I mean, give or take, I'll play beer pong, but I suck at it, so it's not as much fun.
Okay, I don't play beer pong because I'm an adult.
And I really just go around socializing and drinking, talking to people, meeting people.
So it's like the more people that are there, the more fun you have?
Not necessarily.
Is your fun derived from the socialization?
It's fun for me to talk to people and different people. So, yes, I guess the more people that are there, but okay. I have to be drunk enough to talk to them.
Gotcha.
I'm shy.
So what I do well at these parties, as boisterous as I am and outgoing.
I don't know.
Or would I just meet some douchebag and be boisterous and punch him?
No, I don't see either one happening. I see you being too drunk to really... You just have fun with yourself.
I'd be masturbating in the corner? Is that what you're implying? Like, check it out! I'm whacking it on your wall!
Yeah, just because... I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're not going to partake of the beer pong, like, that's kind of the main
I would
thing.
Do the fucking beer pong.
Okay.
Well, I just wouldn't ever instigate
I think
it.
You would have to...
Once
you
I got
have
drunk,
to go to
I would
see
do...
If you'd have fun.
Like, there's a certain level once, like, I drink half a bottle, three-fourths a bottle now, that, like, I'm just like, let's just do some shit. And I don't care if it's shaving a donkey or if it's putting together a picture puzzle... If
well,
I'm doing it drunk, it's
well
the greatest
with,
thing ever.
You would get along well with Tyler.
Because I would just make raucous jokes about anything, and that would be the best thing ever. Lots of bro hugs. Me and Colby used to hug all the time when he drank lots of water and I got drunk when he was 16. He drank water, though.
You would have to just come to a party and force Chris to come, too.
I don't want her to come. That'll ruin the fun. She See, if I'm worried about her being there and getting drunk and getting naked with men...
She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't even drink. That's, I don't see her drinking at a party. She doesn't want to go to a party anyway. I tried to get her to come last week, and she's like, no.
Well, ever since she drank and passed out on the couch...
No, I mean, I understand that.
The thought of alcohol disgusts her now. Whereas, like, I threw up once, and I also passed out and drunk drove to work one day because I drank so much, and I still love it like it's water.
I've had three bad instances of drinking, and one of which I was between coherent and incoherent.
Have you had bad experiences with tequila yet?
I've not tried tequila yet, and I don't think I want to.
Tequila is the drink that most college students never drink after college because they, like, die at some point during college
usually
on tequila.
Usually what I die
and then they
drinking
don't do it. Yeah.
Is vodka. And what do I drink? Vodka.
Yeah. So. See, out of all the things, whiskey is the thing that sours my stomach the most, and that's just because that's the thing that I drank way too much of one time.
That makes sense.
But I still drink it, and it's delicious. I mean, once I get drunk enough, it doesn't matter.
But I've also always had, like, a mixed drink of vodka, so it's always different when I'm drinking.
Well, you're
it
a woman. I mean, that's mixed true drinks are more
that,
delicious.
And of it course is true. And my biggest issue, too, is the fact that, like, I used to mix a lot of drinks, and anymore I tend to stick with, like, whatever I start with is what I'm going to drink the rest of the night.
Gotcha.
Whereas other nights I'd be like, oh, vodka. Oh, hey, look, Mike's Hard Lemonade. Oh, hey, look, this. Oh, hey, look, that. So I've learned to tone it down and just keep it to myself and just keep with what I've got. If people stop bringing me vodka, then I'm going to stop drinking vodka. And then if I get desperate.
So what you're saying is that people need to provide you with tequila in order for you to drink tequila. Like, what kind of vodkas do they have? Are they gross vodkas? Like, do I have the prime best vodka here? Like, do you get the best liquors when you drink here?
Well, of course.
Do I at least have that going for me?
Well, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, to me, vodka's vodka, which I know is bad because it means I'm, you know, whatever. Because I know at Tyler's it was Vodka, so, I mean, I know that was pretty bad.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. The next time you come over, he's like, I'm Murray's. The next time you come over, I'm going to buy crap vodka. Like, I'm going to get, like, some Smirnoff, something that college kids buy. And then I'm going to buy some Belvedere. And it's going to be, like, the difference between eating a piece of horse shit and eating a Twinkie.
Yeah, I actually don't like Smirnoff anymore. I used to. It's just, I drink it.
So what do the kids drink these days?
I don't know.
Just whatever they can. Stuff in plastic.
Very few places I go actually have the hard liquors. Most places just have the beer because it's cheaper.
It's beer. Is beer really cheaper?
I don't know.
I don't think beer's cheaper. Like, isn't a 24-pack of beer like $30?
I don't know. I don't drink beer. I don't buy
That's right.
Beer.
You drink water. I'm fairly certain that buying like a 30-pack of beer is $30. And like a bottle of Grey Goose is like $35. Now, granted, I guess technically you could give 30 people one can of beer.
Exactly. For a party, you want more.
But then you don't get, like, the... So is it as drunken as it is in, like, a movie? Like, it's got to be more mild because no one beer gets anyone drunk unless you're Carmen or
Chris.
Okay,
no. Yeah, no, definitely. It doesn't take one beer to get anyone drunk. Yeah. That's why there's cases of it.
So, like, yeah, so then they're spending hundreds of dollars.
No, more or less, pretty much everyone brings their own case.
Gotcha.
Or they try, which is really bad because then they're walking around with their own alcohol. But, what else?
Well, I mean, that's how you would fund a party.
Yeah, or most people are like, hey, you know, we're having a party at your place, and, you know, will you buy me some, and then they give the money.
Gotcha.
So that's usually what goes.
Okay. So your type of party fun is just socializing. So there's no, like, crazy, we get in our underwear and do things?
No. Being drunk and
no
happy.
No orgies? You sure there wasn't an orgy?
Not that
have you ever been to a house party where there may have been an orgy after you left?
Probably. Okay. No. There hasn't.
Damn it. Where are these orgies happening?
I thought you said you found a website.
I want to be in the orgy. I don't want to drive to wherever those made-up orgies are. I want them to be right down the street.
Well, that's where you just have to go and knock it on some doors.
Is there an orgy here? You want to start one? Yeah, creeper, I want to start one with you. So, okay. So after that, you just had fun. So then, what happened with the juiciness afterwards?
Because this was Friday.
And try not to fall asleep during these stories. That'd be great.
That's okay. Friday, I really wasn't that drunk. After we went to Andrew's, I drank a little more. I was going to just go home because, like, she was with Andrew, which is her boyfriend. So I'm like, and it didn't look like the frat guys were coming back. So I was like, I don't really want to stay here. But then, like, oh no, just stay. So I was like, okay. So I drank a little. Whatevs. We decided to go to bed about 3 or 4, and then a knock on our door happens.
What did you do before 3 to 4? Like, how long had you been there?
The three of us talked.
You got there at 2 a.m., so you were there for like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, and we were talking.
Just about shit.
Yeah, because I hadn't really known Andrew, and we just talked.
What'd you guys talk about?
We talked about life. We talked about our...
The show? You were promoting the show? Really? Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I have told most of my friends about it, but not Andrew.
No, do you ever get drunk at one of these parties? Okay, I guess you haven't been doing the show long enough. No. Do you imagine yourself at some point in the future getting drunk and standing on the table and being like, I'm the host of a podcast! Or anything like that?
Please,
definitely
please do
not.
It.
They're like, respect me, I'm on the radio! No. Something like that.
What's really going to happen is she's going to get on the table, take off her shirt, and then there are going to be more people Googling hot pictures of Katrina.
Can we set you up so you have like a Life t-shirt on and you take off the Life t-shirt and throw it at some hot guy?
No.
I mean, you might have to bang him afterwards.
No.
But anything for the show. I would bang a hot guy for this show. I'm just saying. No. Listen out there, program directors, if you're listening. I will fuck you to get this show on the radio.
It depends. It depends on the deal if I would fuck the guy or not.
Okay.
How about that?
The deal. So like, if he presents enough money for you, if I'm making you a prostitute.
Yeah, I just made myself one. I got
you're a duo's whore.
I'm a
congratulations,
whore.
Duo the Pimp. I'm going to register duothepimp.com tonight.
Of course you
and
are.
Just put a picture of like all the people who have been my hosts and like put a number underneath of how much they sold out for.
Katrina, yet to be determined.
Yeah, TBA.
Yeah, floor best offer.
Colby, $10.
Or bag.
Just ask nicely. Okay, so then knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
You opened it up. There was a man who looked exactly like Eric Norton.
I don't know who that is. Sometimes.
I know, but Chris got that joke.
I'm guessing he's really ugly.
And he's shirtless.
No, he's not.
No, he's one of like the hottest vampire on True Blood.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was not shirtless, unfortunately.
No.
But not well.
If he was Eric Norton,
later,
he would have
later
been.
He was. But that's beside the point.
We're gonna get there. Don't jump too far ahead.
I'm not. I promise.
He came in 3 minutes. Wait. Don't talk about that yet. Okay.
No.
Okay, so knock, knock, knock.
Rap-a-tap-tap.
Hey, Katrina. Is this where the party's at, lady? Because it sure does look like it, now that you're here. How you doing? My name is... Insert name of douchebag here. It's nice to meet you. What was his name?
He wasn't a douchebag, by the way.
Okay, what was his name?
His name was Scott. I do believe the next story is far worse.
Oh, okay. So Scott just trances on in, friend of Andrew's, I'm guessing,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Andrew is happy to see Scott. They bro hug. Do they do the bro hug or do they do like the cool like handshake slap thing? Or does he not even get up like me and he's just like, thanks for coming over?
I don't remember what they did. I don't think they did anything.
Katrina was too busy drinking.
I just don't remember.
Okay. It's
drunk.
Not that big of a deal. Don't get depressed about it. I don't remember what they did.
I don't remember.
Well, just assume they bro hugged.
Okay.
Okay, and then
that's weird visualization.
That's probably what happened though. Well, it's probably what happened.
Anyway.
Boys get drunk and we like to bro hug. It's just a fact. Chris is shaking her head over there like she knows.
I wasn't shaking.
No, I
my
thought
head.
She was. It's hard to see her. Maybe her head
whatever.
Just jiggled.
Point.
Yes.
Your point.
My point.
You're
am I making a point?
You were making a point. What happened?
I'm just asking for what happened next.
I don't know. So then that was more or less when Andrew and Sarah were going to go to bed. So then Scott just got his stuff out of Andrew's room, like his suitcase and stuff.
Okay.
And he laid on the floor and I got the comfy chair.
Okay. So now Andrew and
Sarah.
His girlfriend. Oh, your roommate.
Yes, my roommate.
Okay, your roommate. Now, refresh my memory. This is a bonus show. She's not the one that's
no.
like that, right? Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure. So Sarah, your roommate. Oh, that's right. She's the one who thinks I'm gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
Beautiful. That's
yes,
that's awesome.
She is.
Okay. So your roommate and her boyfriend retreat to her boyfriend's bedroom to... that type of stuff because they're drunk and that's gonna happen except unless it's me and Chris and then I just go to sleep. But like, basically you're left in a room alone.
No,
with Scott.
Not alone.
Oh, not alone.
Oh,
because we brought back another kid from the bars who
this is the making of an orgy
which instantly passed out on the couch.
Okay guys, it's good to be here.
That's pretty much what happened. Andrew opened up the door. Right in front of the door is a couch. This kid literally went from the doorway, jumped, flew onto the couch, and did not move from that point.
Whee! It's like probably slow motion for him as he's diving onto the couch. Where's that song at? It's like this. As he's flying towards the couch.
I get all this hilarious.
This is the greatest LF day of my life.
Lands
on the couch.
He, I literally woke up in the same position that next morning. He did not move.
Missionary, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, so Andrew and Sarah are in bed.
But the dude's passed out, so you basically are alone.
Yeah, exactly.
With Scott.
I'm alone. I'm alone with Scott.
Yes, with Scott. Any chances
will work.
let's just
find out.
For some reason, it only works over the speakers, which doesn't make much sense to me. Like, it's not working in the headphones.
No.
This broke when Colby came over. So whatever Colby did totally messed it up for some
reason. Fuck you, Colby.
Yeah, thanks, Colby. You big piece of trash.
Does it sound like this in my headphones now?
Nope.
I can't tell.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Because I can't hear myself at all in the headphones anymore. Why doesn't this sound effect work? It ruins all of my comedy bits.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Doesn't. I'm just going to randomly push buttons until one of them works.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm
continue telling your story while he
just
presses
go ahead
all these
and
buttons.
Keep touching, I really touching don't. Yourself. And I was saying touching yourself. It's not the thing that I meant to say, but I said it anyway. Okay, whatever. Does this work? No. Okay. I'll just turn it off. Sorry, I can't do funny Scott voice.
It's okay. He didn't have a funny voice anyway.
Oh, he did. He did on the radio, at
no,
least.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he did. Okay, so you're in the room with Scott.
Yeah.
Trina, I'll let you have the comfy chair.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You look so good tonight, Katrina.
Did he even know your name at this point?
Yes, you know my name.
Listen, drunk girl.
No, because the next
morning. I have a tool that really needs some servicing.
He said it was nice to meet you, Katrina.
Oh, good. He even remembered your name in the morning.
Yeah.
That's great. What if a coincidence it would have been if he was also with someone the night before named Katrina, and he just like, maybe this one time it'll be the same name.
But at the same time, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not mind to judge.
Okay, so I'm as much as it's probably unbelievable because I keep changing the subject. What happened next?
He complained about being on the floor and how uncomfortable it was. And
oh, so he's fishing to get up into your chair.
Yeah, he's fishing to get up all up on this.
Now, how did you handle that? Were you like, the chair's not as much more comfortable? I mean, how did what happened when he was like, man, this floor isn't very comfortable down here.
At first, I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you enjoy that floor. You know, I'm going to enjoy this.
I'm on the chair. You're on the floor,
I'm
sucker.
I'm on the chair. Thank you. Yeah. Ha-ha, I'm a girl. But
he's like, yeah, you are a girl. I like your vagina. I want to be
yes,
in it.
Yes, that's exactly what he did. And it worked. But
did you have sex in the chair? You didn't have sex in that chair, did you? I hope to God.
No.
Okay. I mean, we don't know if you had sex. No, we don't know. We don't know.
The story's far from over.
Okay, let's keep going then.
Okay.
We know it ends in chair sex.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But anyway, so I think about it. I'm just kind of like, I'm single. I'm alone.
I'm horny.
In this chair.
And horny.
He's cute.
I'm horny.
I'm alone.
I'm horny.
In this chair.
And I'm horny.
And he's cute.
And I'm horny.
So I was finally like, as he's continuing to play, like we're talking about other things, about how loud and how deep Andrew's voice is and how we can hear it through the wall.
Hey, Katrina. So can you hear Andrew through that wall right now? Yes. That's great. I have a huge erection. Can you do something about it?
I have a vagina. But anyway, so finally I'm just like, okay. I was like, you can join me in the chair. And he's just all like, oh, you sure? And I'm like, yeah. So as soon as he gets up in this chair and we get nice, comfy, cozy, cuddling, spooning going on.
You noticed his pants were off.
I noticed his huge erection. No, so we're finally comfy, cozy, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some sleep. This is nice. It's comfy. It's my favorite thing. Anyway. And then,
you really were just like, I'm alone, let's cuddle.
I was really just like, I really just wanted to cuddle. I haven't had anyone to cuddle with forever. I'm lonely and I'm desperate.
Anytime you need it, you can come sleep in the bed with us.
Oh, bullshit, you kick me out every time.
I'll sleep on the couch.
Bullshit.
Only that one time when
bullshit.
There's only
bullshit.
One time
bullshit.
To sample from.
Bullshit.
It's not like I come
bullshit.
Home all the time
bullshit.
And you're just
bullshit.
In my
bullshit.
Bed.
Bullshit.
I kicked her out of the bed once.
Okay. I spent how many nights on that couch this summer?
I was like, well, did you ever ask to be in a bed?
Yes, I did.
Did you ask me? God's making you cough because you're a damn liar.
It's herpes of the mouth.
Oh, did you finally? Never mind. We'll find that out.
No. No.
Mouth
Chris,
herpes.
Chris said no, so I just. And then I was all like, oh, well, Seth wouldn't like that.
Show meeting. Okay.
Chris's favorite word is no.
Okay.
Figured as much.
Yes.
Figured that one out.
Yeah, what? So you're in the chair cuddling now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And?
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep.
And he's like, oh, I'm not letting that bitch go to sleep.
And then, yeah. And then I was debating on turning around and kissing, and I was debating it, but I was enjoying it, and I was just going to wait. And, you know, he just
so you're telling me that the move is, if you can get into the girl's place of sleep, it's all go. Like, it's all good there.
Not necessarily.
Like, is it fair to assume that a girl's never going to allow you to be in her place of bed if she's not going to bang you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember what I asked. I so did either. You just say basically, that banging is good or banging
is bad? Just because you're in my chair doesn't mean we're going to bang.
Did you end up banging?
No.
Okay.
Because you won't let me finish my damn story.
Okay, keep going.
Then I would probably...
So you were
going
to turn over...
If that were to have happened, I would have moved to the floor.
Okay.
Just saying, because you have more room, it's not really feasible. But anyway, because it's a reclining chair, by the way, obviously. Anyway, so as we're getting there, and I'm debating on what's gonna happen this night.
Yes.
There's this huge pounding at the door and pounding at the window and this pounding and like, dude.
So how
open
long after he got into the chair did this happen?
Like not
moments after?
Like 5 minutes.
Okay,
not
so not
even.
So the dude totally got cock blocked by whoever
totally
just knocked on the door.
Totally got cock blocked by the three douchebags that came crawling into that door when I opened it like an idiot.
Okay. Cause everybody's asleep and these dudes just show up.
Basically.
Okay, what were their names?
Kyle, Zach,
douche,
and Raider.
Douche. Raider.
Raider.
Raider was his nickname. I
did
have
you,
no
did
idea.
Did you ask if there was any lost arcs around?
Didn't even think of that.
See, this is why I wouldn't do well at parties, because I if I say that when I'm sober, I'm saying it even louder
this
when I'm drunk.
This is where the douchebaggery comes in, because like I wasn't supposed to open the door anyway, because Andrew's like, dude, okay, we're going to bed. Don't open the door for anyone else. Like,
gotcha.
So Katrina totally ignores that.
Well, no, I ignored it because the fuckers were pounding on the door. You get this?
Yeah, you think someone's dying or something. Yeah.
You're gonna fucking open the door, because that's gonna wake people up no matter what, whether they come in the house or they stay outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns out it's a good thing we did, because one of the kids thought that they were at the right apartment several blocks away and kicked in the door. So yeah, good thing I opened that door, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That goes to tomorrow's story. But
this is why I don't go to parties.
This was at night. This was after the parties. This is the after party. Dude.
Yeah, where you all sleep.
Anyway, so I was a huge and raging bitch. Just like, fucking shut up,
yes,
go to bed.
Which
like,
is in stark contrast to something that Scott had that was huge and raging.
But, and then of course they saw that Scott was in the bed and they were like, dude, oh, this is why she's pissed, because she's not getting any. And Scott, you're not getting any.
So they're like full douchebag mode.
Yeah, hardcore. And they're drunk on top of
it. Yes.
That.
Right.
Like normal douchebag, drunk douchebag. 10 times as bad.
Yes.
So anyway, so and then the biggest issue is they kept fucking turning on the lights, and that just pissed me off.
It's so fucking dark in here, Raider. Get the lights, man. Get them, Raider.
I got up 3 times. Scott got up at least once to shut off the lights, and they would purposely turn them back on, which pissed me off.
Yeah.
If they kept the kitchen light on, that would have been fine because it's behind us. But no, they did the one right in front of your fucking eyes, like right above you. Anyway, so finally they crash and burn. But I get up to shut off a light, and one of the kids, well, I think one of the lights, whatever. One of the kids on the floor, and all of a sudden he starts rubbing my leg, and he's just like, oh, you haven't shaved in a while. Like, you fucking dick!
So it's like everybody going to bed? Like, why?
It took them a while, but yes.
So they just wandered around. Did Andrew wake up and come say hi?
No, he knew better, because they were pounding on his door to get their stuff.
Gotcha.
And he didn't, because he knew better.
Gotcha.
He had Sarah in the bed.
And they didn't kick in his door?
And I kept telling him, I was like, he's got a girlfriend. And he's got, well, basically a girlfriend. They weren't official till that weekend. I was like, he's got his girlfriend in there. And they're like, what? He doesn't have a girlfriend? Bullshit. I was like, why do you think I'm here? Like, yeah, she's in there.
Yeah.
But, and so that was really pissing me
and
off.
And so they just like gave up and they said, well, we need our stuff. So they're just laid down
they
and went to bed.
They kept pounding. I think Andrew maybe opened it up, but he didn't like let them in. He like gave them like a pillow or something.
Gotcha.
And shut it. Like,
gotcha.
Shoved the sleeping bag through the crevice and then slammed the door. Whatever. Finally, they all crash and burn. And then the lights went off.
Yeah.
Your legs are hairy.
Thankfully. And no. And Scott was the sweetest thing. He was just like, I'm sorry about my friends. And I was like, it's okay. Like, it's not your fault. They're douchebags. And he kept saying that, yeah, they're douchebags. I'm sorry. And I was like, it's okay. So that helped. That
there wasn't a girl named Kathleen there, was there?
Not okay. That night.
Because the only time I've ever had interaction with a drunk douchebag was one time that it was with a guy named Scott, and he was Kathleen's fiance. So just curious.
That's funny, but no.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Kathleen, like, it was actually Kathleen Scott, and Kathleen, like, found out and totally, like, wanted to kill you?
That would be hilarious.
That would just be one of the funniest things ever. I'd be on your side. Kathleen's a hoe.
I doubt it, because he graduated from K-State, and he's totally frat-tastic.
Okay. I doubt it, then, because this dude was a meth head.
Yeah. And not frat-tastic.
Like, he knew where my apartment building was because he used to sell meth there.
Ooh.
He was a real winner.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken.
He still is. I think they're still engaged. I think they were going to get married. Well, I think they were going to get married when he could buy her a ring.
At work today, two of my coworkers were talking about how their friend, their mutual friend, was getting a divorce and how worthless this guy was and blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, he doesn't even have a job. And they're like, they didn't have a job when they were dating. He didn't have a job when they got married. He didn't have a job when they did this. And I'm like, why would you get married to someone who doesn't have a job?
Yeah. Why would you get married to someone who has a job? Double bong. I didn't have a job. That was the point.
Okay, I know.
I have a job now. Suck on that, curls. I just called him curls. It's the best nickname ever. Anyway, where were we? Okay, so the lights went off.
Yeah, the lights went off.
Stroking, leg stroking happened. Dickery happened.
A little bit.
And then what?
Just a bunch of making out.
With Scott or with all four of the douchebags?
With all four of the douchebags. All
right, that's what I wanted to hear.
No, they passed out. Which is why Scott and I, you know, fooled around a little bit.
So you just making out was the extent of it?
Most.
Did you give the dude, did you give the dude blue balls?
Probably.
You're such a bitch.
I know.
You're horrible.
It's okay, because he ended up moving anyway.
Dudes hate making out. You know that, right?
Well, how am I supposed to just fuck the dude with three other guys in the room? I mean, come on.
Who gives a shit?
No, I lie. With four other guys in the room.
You know how you do it, Katrina? By being drunk.
But he did actually insinuate, like, he went to the bathroom and I honestly thought about going in there, but I was like, oh, I know what's gonna happen if I go in there.
Like, I'm peeing, get out.
He came back, he was like, yeah, I seriously thought you were gonna jump me when I went in there, and I was like, I seriously thought about it.
He's like, really? Can we just pretend it's happening right now, please?
I'm I know, I felt bad after I said that. I was like, oh, damn, I'm sorry.
You just, like, rub it in his face. Yeah, I thought about it, and then I thought about your tiny penis, and I decided not to.
But then later on in the night, he's just like, okay, he got up to pee again, and which I'm pretty sure is just so he could, like, rub himself and stuff.
Of course, yeah. Because you made the poor man sad.
I know, anyway.
And his man was very sad as well.
He came back, and he's just like, well, I think I'm going to sleep over here, so I don't, more or less, so he's not as distracted.
Exactly, because he realized that you're a lost cause because you're a stone-cold bitch. So he went back over to...
I'm not a stone-cold bitch.
You took what you needed from him, and he got nothing out of it, so he just went over to sleep, cut his losses. It's what I like to call the point of the night where I turn on my side.
I know, and it made me mad, because I was like, if those douchebags didn't show up, I would have just cuddled the whole night, and then it wouldn't have been like...
That would have been so much better for the poor dude.
Kind of.
It would have happened the exact same way. He still would have just got up and went over.
Probably. I doubt that.
He wanted to unleash the beast.
But, and also, like, who knows what would have happened if the guys didn't show up? Like...
That's true.
I really don't know what would have
happened. If they wouldn't have ruined the romance, one thing could have led to another.
Exactly. True.
I mean, the light's coming on really...
Or at least a little bit more. I would have actually taken clothes off instead of
moved
them around.
Like, lights on ruins everything. When you're tired and someone flips on lights...
Having douchebags in the room...
I could live with the douchebags if it was dark. Be honest
but
with
I
you.
Couldn't because I swear, like, okay, so I took my top off at 1-0. I had a spaghetti strap and a top.
Yeah.
And I took my top off.
Okay.
And then I let them, you know, actually see and play with my boobs because.
Let them see and play with them.
Because, you know, that's their favorite part. And so
yes,
I'm like,
it's
okay,
true.
I'll give you some enjoyment. But I swear.
You're so mean to this
I know. I'm so sorry. Scott,
like, you think you're being nice to him and you're just making it worse.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do.
Like, you led the guy on. He's like, okay, if I get boobs, I'll keep going. And then here come the boobs. He's like, okay, I got boobs. So now if I get this, I'll keep going. And then nothing ever happened.
I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm fucked this
But I was really creeped out because, like, he kind of quit after a while and then. obviously.
Yes.
And so whatever. I don't remember what happened. Either way, I finally reached down and kind of grabbed my shirt because I was like, I really don't want to wake up with them seeing my, you know, top off.
Right.
My SBI strap and my boobs hanging out. And I swear when I turned over to get my shirt, one of the guys was looking at me and I'm like, oh God, you creeper, you're watching. Oh my God, I'm glad I didn't take anything off.
Hey. Nice spaghetti strap. Your legs are hairy.
It was the same douchebag.
He was obsessed with you.
Yeah. I was like, God. And then I'm just like, oh, please.
Guys think that if they insult the woman, it's endearing. It's just probably when you're drunk, you don't think of the best insults. Like, that's probably the problem. Like, that's how I went over, like, all the ladies like me because I'm mean to them. But I wouldn't ever be like, your legs look like shit. Because that's different.
I know. I'm just like, God, you're a douche. My face was just like, really? And I was just like, yeah,
dude. Really, man. They're like redwoods over here.
Okay. Next day. We have 10 minutes. What happened the next day?
Next day.
So you woke up.
Needless to say, we stayed up till like 5 that morning.
Okay.
6, whatever. And the guys all got up about 8 because they had an 8 o'clock tea time.
Wow.
They're frat-tastic. I told you, they're frat-tastic.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
And so as 2 of them...
They're on the golf course pounding Gatorade.
As 3 of them get up to leave, and that's when Scott's like, oh, hey, you know, Katrina, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you too. And then I felt like a whore, and he left.
You shouldn't have, because you didn't give him anything.
I didn't, but I still was like, oh, yeah, hey, thanks for a nice time. Goodbye.
He got in his car, he called up his friend. Yo, Billy, you never believe what happened last night. This girl totally made out with me. She let me feel her boobs, and then nothing happened.
I'm a fucking tease. Just deal with it.
I just went to the bathroom and then went to bed. It was like an out of body.
I'm sorry,
experience.
I can't just have one night stands.
Man, I wanted to date her. No, he didn't.
But anyway, I wish. Well, that's not gonna happen.
It will one day with Rodney Magruder.
See, I'm past the point of thinking anything's gonna happen.
You know, you are only like 20.
Yeah. 20.
I was trying to remember what you were, and I said the right age, so good for me.
20.
Yeah. So there you go.
Not for long, but yes.
You could be like me and have a long-term relationship, and then to get divorced, I'd rather have that than date for a while.
I would rather just have a happy, long-lasting relationship.
Yep, that ends in divorce.
Than a bunch of one-night stands.
Nah, whatever. One-night stands.
Okay, so anyway.
Of course, it's different for girls, because they get all emotional about sex and shit.
So my second story, which I'm not going to do in 10 minutes. It's going to take like at least 15 or 20.
Let's just do it. Who gives a shit?
I plan on it.
Okay.
I'm
glad you're planning this show now, Katrina. Just like you planned Scott's night for him.
I was thinking of how you're like, let's do it. And I was like, I planned on it. Like,
oh, God, that went over my head.
I know.
This is why I wouldn't be good at parties. I would be the one be like, do you have to go to the bathroom?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so...
Oops, I just shot myself.
Well,
I meant to hit this one,
that's
but instead
needed.
I shot myself.
That's because it's what you deserve.
It is. I deserve to die for telling
one bad joke. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so the next morning after all the douchebags leave.
Yes.
I'm cutting things out. Scott, not Scott, damn. Zach was the one that was left. So Zach, Andrew, and Sarah and I are talking, just hanging out, just chilling. And as we leave, I'm kind of like, Zach, he wasn't too bad. He could actually carry on a conversation. He had a better personality. He did not go and play golf. So then I was kind of thinking about, like, God,
there are two groups of people whose lives are much fuller.
This is Lewis Black.
They anticipate.
Can we stop now?
Just go on with your
story. Go ahead.
So anyway... Which I realized as I left, and I was like, I'd like to do stuff. But I was like, one, I'm probably not going to be back in Andrews the next night. Two, I would be a total whore for doing it with two of his friends, or fooling around, cock-blocking them, if you will, blue-balling them, if you will.
Yes.
But either way, it would still be kind of a bitchy, slutty, whorey move.
Okay.
I feel like. But it happened.
But
anyway.
I did it anyway.
But it happened anyway. Because this is what happened the second night, and God, I hated it. And I was like, oh, I'd rather have Scott. But anyway.
Scott wished you would have had him too.
I know. So the next night, all the frat guys were over at their actual house. Party.
Okay. And these are the same frats from the night before.
Same guys.
Okay.
They're all over at their house. Like their actual like fraternity house.
Yes.
And so it was just this one kid that got super drunk and passed out and woke up in a trailer park completely clear across town. Didn't go out that night. kind of a pansy, whatever. And so...
No, that dude sounds like he had the best time.
He did, but why didn't he go out the next night?
Because he's a pussy.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
Like, see, I would want to be the one passed out in the trailer park, but God damn it, I'm doing it the next night, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway,
and
so
twice.
Was,
I'm going to end up in Wamigo in a trailer park.
Well,
that's
where
I'm
that way, but yes.
I don't even know where I am.
And so the next night, it's Sarah, Andrew, me, the drunk guy, pansy, pussy.
Okay.
And Zach.
Okay.
And all the other guys are partying at the house, and we more or less all figured, okay, they'll just sleep there. They've got brothers, etc.
Right.
Yes.
And so... Sarah and Andrew go to bed. Go figure.
Shock.
And,
well, they have partners that they have sex with.
I know. They actually have people to do stuff
yes.
with. But anyway. And so, I mean, Zach's just talking to me, and he's like, hey, so I really don't think I kicked in that door last night. Like, I really don't think I did. Like, we should go check it out. I'm just kind of like, well, I really don't want to be here in this small confined space with you yelling and that other guy fighting over about him going out tonight.
Whatever. Makes sense, yes.
So I was like, okay, fine. So we start walking, and then we see the place. So I'm just kind of like, okay, I really don't want to be outside anymore. I kind of want to go back in and just go to sleep. I'm tired. And then we start making out.
Are you in a chair?
No, I'm on the sidewalk in the like right beside the road. Like,
okay.
Dude, come on, let's have a little bit.
So
of
if I would have just been driving around on Sunday night, Saturday night,
Saturday night.
At what time?
2 a.m.
I would have seen you making out with some random dude.
A little bit. We didn't take very long because I didn't like being there. I was sober enough not to like making out in the street.
Okay.
So then we walked back to Andrew's
apartment. I didn't
expect
you to just like be in the middle of traffic making out.
Yeah, I know. So we walked back to Andrew's, and then he kept saying, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'm just like, I kind of just want to talk. I'm awake. I want to talk. I don't want to just full on make out. Let's do stuff. I kind of want to get to know you, which I did with Scott.
This is what happened in his brain.
Yeah. Which I found out pretty much right after that.
Yeah.
And so...
Because he's like, oh, man.
Because we went behind his apartment to the parking lot because I didn't like being on the like in the front of the street because that's
okay.
where the cops are.
Right.
And so... What is that?
This is traffic.
Yes, because at 3 a.m. on this residential street, it's completely empty. This one's better. It's still too busy because there's like no cars. So it was like maybe one, two.
I'll just cut it in half. I'll just play it in segments.
And so, so we're back there talking, whatever, and he couldn't even carry on the conversation. Because
he's too drunk.
He'd ask
Or he's too horny. Which one?
Both.
Okay.
Because he'd ask me a question, and I'd be in the middle of answering it, and he'd change the subject and then start making out with me. And then I'd stop, and I'd try and ask him a question.
So, Katrina, what's your favorite color?
Oh, I think my favorite color is blue.
That's awesome.
And then I'd ask him a question, and he would halfway answer, then get confused and ask me something, and then start making out with me. Either way, it all kept going back to kissing and making out. I was like, dude. And then we ended up talking about one night stands, and he's all like, oh yeah, no, I don't do that bullshit. What the fuck are you trying to do now?
Yeah.
And what was so funny was he kept saying,
well, he's telling you that he wants to date you after he bangs you.
I mean,
he won't.
I doubt.
But that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm a really good guy. I don't do this often, but
don't ever just bang random hoes. Okay,
anyway.
That's not me. You want to bang?
So then he continued to talk about that, and I lost what I was gonna say. Whatever. He just wanted to make out his heart.
Yes.
And it's like, dude, you can't even carry on a conversation. I gotta. He kept saying, he's like, dude, wouldn't you get so gorgeous? How'd you get so gorgeous?
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And I was like,
I can't
well,
wait till I can fully open my eyes.
And I kept saying, I was like, well, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Last time you saw me, I looked like death, and you were drunk. And then you saw me when you were hungover, and I'd woken up, and I still looked like death. Because it was night, so all my makeup's all, like, nasty and shit. And my eyes are red, because I slept in my contacts. Anyway.
Smooth.
I know.
Yes.
And so, and I'm like, of course, now you're drunk, so I'm going to look. And I actually got dressed this night. I wore a nice top and a cute, like, hot
Good
leather
for
skirt.
You.
I know, right?
Good for you,
and
Katrina.
So, that's...
Thank you for getting dressed properly.
Yeah, and a hot miniskirt, like a slut, thanks.
You know, I would like to say that I find it hilarious how, like, she dresses to entice one-night stands. But when the one night she dresses to get boys to have sex with her, but then when boys want to have sex with her, she's like, why the
That's
fuck are boys wanting to have sex with me?
I want a boyfriend, not sex.
Well, then quit going to parties and go to Bible study.
You gotta pick one.
You can't go to drunken orgies and expect to find someone to go steady.
You don't ever
meet someone in your life who said, how'd you guys meet? Oh, we fucked one night in some random dude's house while we were drunk.
That's because you covered
just
up.
Point
like,
that out.
That's how you covered up. Like, oh, we met through a friend.
That never happens either.
Anyway.
Maybe it happens at Valentine's
Day.
Anyway,
this is where the story gets even sadder than it all.
Okay.
Is.
I'm breaking out the sad violin.
So, as as I'm realizing that he can't even carry on a conversation and this is a huge waste of my time, and exciting as I was to get to know him, we go back in the house. And before I see anything, I see the clock. The clock reads 4. I look. There is a slut on the floor, a guy on the floor, and fucking someone in my damn chair. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. How is this guy and I going to fit in this little bitty area on the floor? There's no room.
Yeah. One of you is just going to have to be on top of the other.
We squeeze, and we did not cuddle because I did not want to cuddle because I'm like, I do not want you guys seeing me cuddling with this guy.
And
I'm
why
pissed.
Didn't you just go home? Too drunk? I mean, on water?
I was drunk. Sarah and my stuff was in the room with Andrew.
And it's
Sarah.
Stuff you just can't live without?
My car keys.
Okay, that's
actually,
important.
Actually, she drove that night.
Okay, well, you couldn't have got home either way.
Exactly. I could have probably called someone if I really, really wanted to. But of course, I also didn't have my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was thrown about now that the guys have come home.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, well, shit, all the guys came home. I wasn't expecting that one either. And that's actually the first thing I said when I locked in the door. I was like, son of a bitch, someone took my chair. And so, this is where it gets even sadder.
That's what else is possible.
So, I sleep awfully on the floor. I wake up every, like, 45 minutes. And I reposition myself, and I change, and I'm moving around. And it's, like, 6 o'clock, so it's 6:37. And fucking douchebag that can't, like, keep a conversation starts farting. A hard, nasty, loud farts.
You want to make out?
God damn it, you're a horrible person. Give me Scott back. And
yeah, Scott's off with some other woman right now.
Then to top it off.
Yes.
When the sun arises, as I'm going to put it, I look over and it's Scott sitting in my chair with a blanket on him. And he gets up to go to the bathroom and I took his chair and his blanket and then he sat across from on the couch where he slept the night before. I'm a horrible person.
All right, everybody, that's our show. I want to thank you all for joining us. Katrina, any final words?
No.
All right. Then we
hate my life.
I'm sorry.
Don't touch me.
We'll see y'all.
I want a boyfriend.
Life@duo.com if you want to date Katrina. But only if you want to date her and be cock blocked all the time. No sex for how long in your boyfriend? Like how long is it like before
to wait? Like how long do you wait before?
How long before, like if I'm dating someone before I'll have sex with them?
Yes. Yeah. And your boyfriend, how long do you want him to want to wait before you guys have sex? To show you respect and, you know, all that shit.
It depends on how well I get to know him, but at least a month.
Okay, a month. If you're willing to wait a month to get into Katrina, which I meant to sound like a new car, but came out actually sounding like, you know,
yeah,
what it sounded like.
If you can wait a month to get into her pants.
Yeah. Email us, life@duo.com.
Don't rip my heart out!
Yes. She's a sad lady.
I'm a sad person. I have feelings too, you know.
She does. Lots of feelings.
I'm a real person.
Just none of them are of sex.
That's not true.
She just wants cuddling.
That's true.
Katrina, thank you for this beautiful bonus show.
I'm sorry.
Your life's pain is our listeners' happiness.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
This is Life.